Task 4. Christina, Raymond, and you are attending a lecture by Michael Taylor about a film star who was popular in the past. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions below. Please note, you do not need to answer in complete sentences. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Hello everyone, my name is Michael Taylor and I'm here to talk to you about one film star that you may not have heard of. His name was Brandon Lee. You might not have heard of him, but you must know who his father was. Brandon Lee was the son of the legendary actor, martial artist and filmmaker Bruce Lee. Like his father, Brandon Lee was an actor and a martial artist. And like his father, Brandon did not live long. He died tragically at the age of 28 on the set of the film The Crow while playing the lead role. Bruce Lee died at the age of 32. Brandon Lee was born on the 1st of February 1965 in Oakland, California, to Bruce Lee and his wife, Linda Lee Cadwell. When Brandon was 5 years old, Bruce Lee moved the family to Hong Kong. Brandon learnt how to speak and write Chinese while attending school in Hong Kong. Both he and his younger sister, Shannon Lee, began to have problems at school due to Bruce's fame. At that time, Bruce Lee had already become a martial arts icon and a big film star. So Brandon and Shannon had to be escorted by bodyguards wherever they went so as to be safe from crazy fans and kidnappers. Brandon Lee was good at martial arts. He began learning martial arts from his famous father as soon as he was able to walk. He also studied drama at school, but he was quite naughty. In 1983, Brandon was expelled from school for misbehavior. After his father's sudden death in 1973, Brandon went back to America with his sister and his mother. He continued his education and interest in acting at Emerson College in Massachusetts, where he majored in theatre. Brandon struggled to make a name for himself in his own right. He once said he respected his father, but he didn't want people to only think of him as the son of Bruce Lee. He made his acting debut in Kung Fu, the movie, which was aired on American TV in 1986. That same year, he went to Hong Kong, where he got his first lead role in a Hong Kong film entitled Legacy of Rage. Then he went back to the United States, where he continued to study acting and appeared in local theatre productions and low-budget films like Showdown in Little Tokyo and Rapid Fire. Like many Asian actors, Brandon struggled to achieve success in the American film industry. Finally, in 1992, he landed a lead role in a film called The Crow. But unfortunately, The Crow was his last film. Brandon Lee was accidentally shot at the film studio during filming. The tragedy happened on March the 31st, 1993. Brandon's character was to enter his apartment and was supposed to be shot by another actor. The gun had been used in an earlier scene, but was then reloaded incorrectly. Brandon was shot with a stage gun that had real bullets in it. After 6 hours of surgery, Brandon was pronounced dead. His death was ruled as an accident. After his death, Brandon was buried in Seattle, right next to his famous father, Bruce Lee. Many of his fans were very sad. The Crow was thought of as Brandon's big break and an opportunity for him to move into something different and not be remembered only as the son of Bruce Lee. Well, let's move on to talk about another talented actor who also passed away at the age of 28, Heath Ledger.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.